All right, we're here with the Candyman, Ronnie Stewart. What's going on, man?
Oh, just a very proud moment finishing up the 2014 Supercross Series, and definitely couldn't be happier with my accomplishments and everything with how the team went. You know, it was a first-year team, and we really excelled at a lot of different areas, so I couldn't be happier.
Take us through your day today. How was practice?
Well, today was a little difficult. It was tough. I actually hit the ground three times, had a concussion in my last practice, and just never really developed my stride today. But I was able to make the main event through the LCQ, and I was just really, really tired for that main event. And it was just all about being trying to just stay up, and I was in survival mode for sure.
I saw the one crash, probably the big one, during practice in the corner. What happened there?
You know, I cross-rutted and landed on the tough blocks, and I scared the heck out of myself because I didn't know exactly what was going to happen. I thought I was actually going to go over the bars, and I actually saved it, crashed, but it didn't hurt. But then I crashed in another section, hit my temple, and it just... instant headache, so it wasn't good.
Dude, it looked like you got stuck under the bike at one point, too.
Yeah, it was. It's really weird because I actually didn't hit the ground all season, and tonight I hit the ground today I hit the ground three times, and, you know, that's a little bit unlike me, but we were able to, you know, get it together for the night show and make it to the main, which is an accomplishment for me.
What'd you think of the track? Looked pretty gnarly out there.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan for the track. It was very slippery. It was very weird because they wet it so much that really deep ruts developed and holes. But yet it was so hard-packed and slippery. So it was just not my favorite type of track, my favorite type of dirt. I really wasn't a big fan of the Monster Alley. It was just really fast. The roost hurt. But... you know, I got through it, and honestly, I couldn't say that it was the most fun track on the circuit, but I'm happy to have raced the main event and, you know, completed the season.
We got outdoors coming up. Have you done any testing so far?
Not really. The testing starts this week, so Bones at Pro Circuit, they have my one set of suspension, and on Thursday is going to be my first day on the motocross stuff. And that's going to be at Glen Helen. So I'm really excited to take it outdoors and leave the Supercross, even though it was a great season and I had a lot of fun. It's going to be nice to hit some ruts and just kind of hold it wide open more than, you know, hitting bowl corners and really being so concerned with, you know, your lap times and timing everything. So it's going to be nice just to go back to the grassroots of the sport and, you know, go out to the great outdoors.
We got Glen Helen on the schedule now, man. What's your thoughts on that?
You know, Glen Helen, honestly, I don't know what to think of it because I've never even ridden the track before. So, I'm excited. It's going to be something new for me, and, you know, we'll see how it goes.
I think I heard before, but doing the same deal for outdoors then?
Absolutely. Our team, Dirt Candy Graphics, PRBC.com, we are totally on board for the outdoors, and, you know, we're also looking into the future. So, you know, we're a team that's going to be staying around for a while, and I'm really excited to be involved with a really good group of people. So, you know, we are ready for the 12-round outdoor season. I have a teammate from Sweden, Robert Lind, and myself. We're going to be in the championship for the full season. Hopefully everything goes well and we stay in one piece, and just really... really looking forward to completing another season. This was my first Supercross season that I completed, you know, all 17 rounds. So I'm really happy about that and seeing if we can make it another 12 rounds for the outdoors.
Well, we're all pumped for you, dude. It's been fun watching you this season. So I dig the fist pumps, dude. That's awesome, man. I like seeing a little bit of personality out there, man. You're not a robot, yeah. So it's awesome.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, the fist pumps, it's funny. A lot of people, it's drawn a lot of attention. And I just think that, you know, it's just a good way to signify, you know, the accomplishment. And, you know, I'm not a rider that has come from, you know, winning championships and this and that. So to be in the main event, you know, I have it in perspective, and, you know, it's a really great accomplishment. Although, you know, I do want to do better in the main event when I get there. You know, it's just great to be there with the best riders in the world, and, you know, I love to signify that excitement and, you know, represent everybody that, you know, would want to cross that finish line to go to a main event. So, you know, I'm happy I can kind of, you know, do that a little bit for some of the general public.
All right, man, I don't want you to burn your pancakes, so I'm going get off here. But anybody else you'd like to thank real quick?
Absolutely. It's Dirk Candy Graphics, PRBC.com, ISC Racers Tape, Hellbound Racing, Yoshimura, it builds great motors, Pro Circuits doing our suspension, and it's really working great. We have Golfer USA, Recluse, Troy Lee Designs, 100%, 60 helmets, Dunlop tires. So I just have to thank everybody for making this work. We also have Sokoline that came on board for me this year, and I couldn't be happier with all the support. So I just really want to thank all of my sponsors for making it happen for me.
All right, well, hey, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.